From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The day after a blast tore through a popular shrine in the heart of Bangkok's shopping district, killing at least 22 people, authorities say it does not appear to be linked to the long-running Muslim separatist insurgency in the country's south. VOA's Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
Thai officials say the pipe bomb attack late Monday was aimed at discrediting the military-backed government and damaging the country's economically important tourist industry. The dead included at least three Chinese, two Singaporeans, one Philippine national, and two Hong Kong residents, a reflection of the shrine's popularity among Asian tourists. While Thai authorities say they have not confirmed who was behind the attack, they did not rule out a link with the country's turbulent domestic politics. For over the past year, Thailand's military government has banned protests and suspended democracy, while insisting that the country is not yet ready for another election. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
One suspect authorities are searching for can be seen in closed-circuit video taking off a backpack and leaving it on a bench near the shrine shortly before the explosion. In cell phone video taken by a Chinese tourist, the moment of the blast is captured. On Tuesday, there was another explosion near a transit station in Bangkok's Riverside. Police say the small device was thrown from a bridge falling into the water before exploding, sending water high into the air but causing no injuries. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi voiced concerns Tuesday about the removal of Parliament Speaker Shui Man as chairman of the country's ruling party last week. Speaking as lawmakers gathered for their final meetings before elections in November, she described the move as undemocratic. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Monday declined to sign a peace deal aimed at ending the country's civil war. He told mediators in Addis Ababa he needs more time before he'll sign the agreement. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta remains optimistic.
I believe we have made progress today. I believe we have made substantial progress. We have had some of the parties sign, but even the government has initialed this document. And by initialing, that shows also commitment.
Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's decision, insisting it's a good agreement and more time is not needed. The UN says the conflict in South Sudan has killed thousands and displaced millions. Basarnas beserta potensi SAR yang ada di Timika. Indonesian officials said Tuesday there were no survivors from a plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country. Search crews reached the crash site of Trigana Air Flight 267 in the Papua province for the first time Tuesday after being delayed by treacherous terrain. They reported the plane was totally destroyed. Rain fell Tuesday on the Chinese port city of Tianjin, complicating recovery efforts and raising more fears about possible effects from toxic chemicals following last week's massive explosions at a warehouse that killed 114 people. State media said Tuesday the company in charge of operating the warehouse did have a license that permitted it to work with hazardous chemicals, but that it only obtained that license in June. Also Tuesday, the Communist Party's anti-corruption watchdog said authorities are investigating the head of China's work safety agency. Bangladeshi authorities say they have arrested three suspected Islamic militants suspected in the killings of two prominent secular bloggers. A spokesman for Bangladesh's Rapid Action Battalion Force told reporters on Tuesday that they have arrested three active members of the outlawed Islamist group Ansarullah Bangla team in Dhaka on Monday. One of those arrested is a British citizen. He said they're suspected in the killings of two of the four secular bloggers who had been hacked to death in Bangladesh since the beginning of the year. A review of emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has found that as many as 305 of them may contain classified information. The State Department filed that report Monday following a review by intelligence officials assigned to analyze the emails from Ms. Clinton's private server, which she used to send and receive messages as Secretary of State. The emails found to possibly contain classified information will be turned over to other federal agencies for further evaluation. Clinton is now the Democratic Party's frontrunner for president. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.